This is the easiest week. By far the easiest thing you'll be doing this term, in this course at least. Biochemistry, obviously. The hardest part of today is to endure listening to me, because that takes about as long as what you have to do. So this will be an early day, but you should really expect this to be the only early day. Did everyone take cell bio here? Well, I guess that they have to have, right? Because who else has cell bio?
I took it in Tempe with the
okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You
well, you always put Zeppelin in your first classes.
Oh, no, I took them online, so I just saw them.
I can't comment on other instructors. It's against the code. But anyway, that was a pretty busy lab, 354. Most of the time, it took almost the whole time. This is at least as busy. So it's similar in terms of procedures. You're going to be doing very similar stuff that you did in 354, and it's structured as far as assignments very similarly. But it's at least as busy. And there were a few times where we actually went over even. Not very long. I can't let it go over very long. But sometimes people weren't done yet even by the end, even working efficiently. Like I said, I only had 5 students last time, which is the only other time I've done this lab. But they were 5 students that I'd had several times and worked together very well. So they were 5 really good students, worked very efficiently, and still sometimes they ran out of time. Therefore, you have to really work efficiently here. Come in knowing what to do, as usual. I mean, I know everyone says that, but you really will run out of time for several different reasons if you don't do things the right way. And that includes, just like in 354, delegating the responsibilities. You can't do these things one after another. You have to do them concurrently. So get a plan right away as soon as the quiz is done and figure out who's going to do what and get right to it. And you should be able to get through it, hopefully. The main reason you want to get done, it's not just because I have to throw you out, but you want to get numbers, because then that makes writing the thing up a hell of a lot easier. Right? You don't have to explain away anything or anything like that. So I don't want to spend too much time with administrative stuff, but I assume everyone's been to this website already. Is that true? Although, as of a few minutes ago, not everyone has submitted the rules consent form, which it tells you to do on this website. So you might have visited it, but you must not have read it carefully enough. If you, I don't remember how many didn't. Some of you have submitted it, and if you've submitted it, I don't need you to submit it again. Don't do that just for sure, because if you submitted it, I do have it. A way you can check, by the way, is to go to your scores on Blackboard, and if it doesn't say rules consent must be submitted, then you've successfully submitted it. You don't need to do it again. But if you haven't done it, if you're one of the however many who haven't, do that today, definitely, because that's absolutely required. And actually read it. Don't just casually sign it, because it can bite you in the ass, actually, if you don't. So I just want to quickly go over the important part of the syllabus that people care about at this stage of the game, which is how the points are allocated. But definitely read the entire syllabus if you haven't already. Actually, I'm not so much interested that you read the boiler point, the stuff that's common to all syllabi, but all the stuff up to all the stuff that I've written, you should read. But the assessment distribution is really what people care about mostly in the first day, how you're going to get awarded your points. Like I said, this is structured very similarly to 354. So everyone's favorite parts are my quizzes. That's, 30% of your overall score? And this is a grade unto itself, right? It's no lecture-lab combination, so 30% of your letter grade will be from the quizzes that I give you, which I list as up to 12. That just means at my whim I might decide not to give you a quiz, but you should always expect a quiz from now on. And even though you've had me for other courses and quizzes, I just want to explicitly state, and I've just put it on my website because I forgot to explicitly state it to the earlier group, how the quizzes work as far as lateness is concerned. Can't be late at all. So the latest you should get here is, what time do we start? 2:15? 14:13, I would say, would be the latest you should get here, because you should give yourself about a minute and a half to get situated, put everything away except for your pencil, and be ready to take it exactly at 14:15. Now, I start all my quizzes to the second punctually, even if I know that we're not going to need the whole time. But we always are going to need the whole time in here, so I really do have to start it early. Anyway, there's a penalty, a severe penalty for not being here on time, which is 10% off for every minute or fraction of a minute, which means that starts with the first second, right? So you come in at 2:15 in 1 second, that's 10% off, up to a minute late, and then minute one, 20%, and so on. Don't let that happen. Especially because my quizzes are typically 8 questions, right? Usually, I think they're about 8. They can be 8 to 10, but I think more often than that, they're 8. Well, it's a big bite out of your score if you just miss 1 out of 8, right? Which usually at least most students miss at least 1, and so that's why these quiz scores are typically in the 60s, 60% or so. You don't want to make that even worse, though, by being late. So it all works out, though. I still get the same number of A's, B's, and C's as I should, because you have these other things to buffer the quizzes. The mean scores on the datum sheets and the laboratory reports are always much higher than the quiz scores, as long as you take those seriously. Now, the datum sheets are... Well, let me officially say also, just for the sake of fairness, that on the quizzes, before I get out of the quizzes, those will always be a mixture of questions dealing with the previous week and questions dealing with the current week, but definitely more so the previous week. There will be more questions about the previous meeting, and those kind of questions will be tougher. They'll be more detailed. They might not be tough to you. I don't know, but I'm justified in making them more detailed because you've already learned that stuff versus a question or two each quiz about what you're actually doing that day, which you haven't done yet. So those will be general type questions, but if you neglected to read ahead, you'll be clueless on those probably. So don't let that happen either. Always read ahead, that's of course the idea of having them on the quiz is an incentive, but you really do need to read ahead on this class to get rolling right away. And it'll be a mix of multiple choice and very short answer, just like in my other classes. Now, the datum sheets are group work, as you see, as are the writing assignments. So you're working in groups. I don't care how you arrange yourselves, and even if you want to change week to week, it's fine with me. As long as we stay 8, though, it should be 2 fours. Group work on datum sheets, well, let me just go ahead and bother to say this, which I do to everyone. I don't know how many people actually listen to this advice, but the proper way of handling these datum sheets is for every individual to do them individually. And then you get together before handing in the one that you get credit for to compare your answers, just as a self-check, right? If you all come up with the same answer, it's a pretty good indication you've done it correctly. If you get 4 different answers, then you have to, as a group, decide which one you're going to hand in, basically. But also on the datum sheets, you should not use them. You really shouldn't have them out the day of the procedure. You should have the procedural supplement, which you have to bring each time. You don't have to bring a hard copy. You can use an electronic copy. But that's what you're actually following as a procedure. The datum sheet is an excerpt of that, really. But you shouldn't be filling out the datum sheet you're going to hand in anyway. And you shouldn't be using the datum sheet to write down your raw data. You should be doing that in a notebook. And by the way, notice that I don't have a notebook as an assignment in this course. like we did in 354. Well, we did in summer 354 because I was the only one doing labs. But when other instructors are doing labs, I have to kind of go along with the policy of having a notebook for a grade. But I don't think it's very helpful to do that. And it worked well not having a notebook in summer. So just the fact that you don't have a score for a notebook doesn't mean you shouldn't bring a notebook, though. You should bring a notebook just to be a good scientist. And therefore, even though I'm not going to look at it, you should use it for raw data. Everyone should record all the raw data, by the way. You shouldn't be saying, oh, I'll get the data from you later. Everyone should record the raw data before leaving, ideally. Unless it means you can't finish a procedure. Someone at least should have the raw data in a notebook, though. But don't worry about formatting them a certain way or anything like that, because like I said, I'm not going to look at them. All right, the datum sheets will always be due as soon as you come in, so hand those in before you take the quiz, but only on the days they're due. You don't have a datum sheet due every meeting, so make sure you keep an eye on the schedule on the syllabus. And the reports are just like for 354 in terms of how they're graded. I always grade my reports based not really so much on the science or how well you did the thing. It's how well you have emulated the true style of the given sections. Write an introduction like an introduction is supposed to be written, which is different from materials, methods, and so on. Now, ideally on those, you equally contribute to each one rather than saying, okay, you do this paper, I'm going to do this paper, but I'm not going to be policing you other than to say that. It is really, though, a good idea to set up a Google Docs that everyone in the group can access, so you should probably exchange information today for that. And then the peer evaluations are just like for 354 as well. You're going to grade each other, well, just the members of your group other than yourself, and I'm going to grade everyone just based on how you work in here, not in terms of an assignment, but just as an evaluation. So that's the remaining 5%. So that 40 and 25 of group work, if you do it correct, approach it correctly, you can get close to 100% on those things, and that makes up for poor quiz scores, which is why you can survive the course. Okay, any questions that you care about at this point that might be addressed in the syllabus, but I just haven't mentioned?
No, that's
another nice thing about this compared to 354 is that there is no lab final. And there's no individual report either, right? So your only way to shine individually is the quizzes in here. That's what's going to separate you from each other. That and the evaluation, of course. But the evaluation isn't worth nearly as much. Okay? Any other questions? All right. Well, then let me quickly give you the standard safety speech. You've heard several times, I'm sure, by now. We have to obey certain safety rules in any laboratory. Probably foremost among those in terms of what really pisses people off if they find infractions is that no food and drink. And I've never really had anyone want to eat in a lab, but a lot of people want to keep their drinks by them, and especially when it's hot out still. So I can't let you do that, but I will let you put them in there and actually drink over there as long as you put it right back. Don't bring it back to you. Don't have it out next to you. Either keep it in a bag or on the shelf. You also need to have closed-toed shoes. I can't let you slide on that either. So if you don't want to wear them all day, remember to bring them, because as a way of forcing you to do this, I'm going to say that if you show up with naked toes, I'm going to turn your quiz score into a zero for that day. So don't let that happen. That can cut into your grade as well. Okay? You need to be aware that there are eye washes, one per sink, and you should use those if appropriate. Of course, you really shouldn't get something in your eye if you're wearing goggles when you should be wearing goggles, which is not continuously in here. You don't have to have your own goggles if you don't want to. We'll have some down in the bottom drawer. You don't have to have them on continuously, but when appropriate, you should be wearing them. But anyway, the eye wash stations are there. The fire extinguisher is at that door, which is marked exit, even though you should never use that as an exit. You can get out, but that's not the way you should ever leave, even casually, but not in a fire alarm situation either. Always out where you come in. And we need to have a meeting place, which is just south of the bike racks, right next to the library. Okay? And so you're not going to be able to get downstairs, so you obviously you're not going to want to be using the elevator, right? No one uses the elevator, so you need to have someone who was going to volunteer to be wait with you at the station, right? Who wants to volunteer? I have to be the last person out, so I can't volunteer, really. Okay? It's by the common area where the two halves of the building meet, where the middle stairs are. It's actually labeled. But I can show you also. Just like in 354, we generate for a biology lab quite a bit of waste in here. Most biology labs don't have all that much waste, but this one generates quite a bit of liquid waste, and sometimes it's various, meaning that you don't all just dump it into one jug like you do today. So when you're dumping waste, make sure you're dumping it in the right place. In other words, pay attention to signs, read signs. People just naturally ignore signs, no matter how big you make the lettering. And of course, never put anything down the sink. That includes water, except when it's water coming right out of the faucet at the time. That can spill into the sink, meaning you can use the faucet to wash your hands, but don't use the sinks to rinse anything either. If you're going to rinse something that has something in it other than water, you need to rinse using the water bottle into the jug. And I see people violating that or starting to violate that all the time, so don't do that. Rinse things over into the jug. Today, by the way, we're using just colored water. I can tell you that it's not dangerous, but you should still, since it's not pure water, you should treat it like any other chemical, and that means when you get rid of it over there today. Whoever uses that last, by the way, or whoever uses it first, sometimes you need to put the funnel in. I've had students just dump it into the box. Don't do that. Bother to take the lid off and put the funnel in if it's not already in. But also, if you're the last one to clean up, take the funnel out, put it into the box that the jugs are in, and then cap it before you leave. And speaking of finishing up, importantly, before you leave, always spray down your entire table surface. That's what these are all about. I forget anything about lab safety? Oh, well, you need to tell me if you break anything or hurt yourself to any degree. So, what's that?
Gloves.
Yeah, gloves will be important. Actually, I don't care if you skip the gloves thing today, just because of what we're working with, food-colored water, just to save gloves. But technically, we should be wearing gloves every time. From now on, though, definitely, when we're using non-water chemicals. Yeah?
And goggles?
Goggles when appropriate, which I'll tell you. And like I said, you don't have to bring your own, but you feel free to if you want to. And if you might be pregnant, you should tell me so I can give you a list of chemicals that you might be exposed to. I think that's it now. Let me see. I don't think they gave me a sheet. You're supposed to be signing the assumption of risk form. We'll do that next time. Remind me that. Wish we had it now because there's more time now. But anyway, you need to sign that eventually to stay in the class, but since they didn't give me one, obviously I'm not going to force you to. So if there's no other question, or if there's no questions at this point, we can get on to science. Okay.